Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show where you get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you for all the love from episode 12. We had a very, very profound and very powerful conversation around, you know, just the complexities of being gifted and, you know, the intricacies of when you have people hating on you, people that's not supporting you, but also being able to push through and realize that I'm here for a reason. God has graced me to do different things, you know, on earth, and now, you know, I'm just going to go pursue them. So, you know, that was a great conversation in itself today. If you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, or subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Today's episode 13, and today we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to have just a really open dialogue, you know, Dan and I. And today's conversation is something that I really wanted to be conversational because I believe that everybody can relate to this. But we're going to talk about just the frustrations of being close to a breakthrough, but not all the way there yet. So experience feelings of frustration, aggravation, irritation, feeling like, man, I'm so close, but nothing's going right for me, you know. And I want to encourage somebody today that just know that it's called breakthrough for a reason. Because you go through a breaking, a crushing, you know, before you enter the promise, or before you enter that next level of your life. And that's the purpose of the word breakthrough, because you're literally having to charge through and really overpower, you know, the things that are trying to, you know, repel you backwards. So, Dan, man, I'm going to ask you a question today. You know, talk to me about, has there ever been a time in your life where you've been in a season of just frustration because you feel like you're so close to something, but you're just not there all the way yet? And if you have been through a season like that, talk to me about how you felt, how you navigated that season.
Well, we switching it up. Okay, cool. I'm trying to think. Like, there's been times when I've been let down. Okay. That hurt. But in retrospect, it was the greatest blessing that I've ever received. I can talk about it in a second. So, but your question was like, has there been a time where it's been like extremely tough and I've been close? I'm trying to think. Like, there's been so many. The one that's coming to my mind the most was, it was a redirection in my life and how I got here today doing video production and stuff like that. I used to play football, so I grew up. Oh, we never had that conversation, though, about Upper Marlboro, KLM. We'll get there later. But
you know who the champs are.
It's okay. We'll get there later. But, like, growing up, I played football and, you know, I was decent. I was pretty good to where, you know, I went to Bullets at one point. Then I went to DeMatha and got recruited to play for DeMatha. But I was getting recruited by Gonzaga, Georgetown, any Gilman, all the schools in the area. And I played running back. And I went and I got invited to play in the 8th grade All-American game and broke my leg first time I touched the ball in the All-American game. So something that I thought was a blessing.
Wow.
You know, right before I went to high school, broke my leg, and I was also type 1 diabetic. So because of this, you know, when I got to high school, I got to see everybody around me. It kind of goes to our last episode. Everybody around me at DeMatha was elevating, getting offers, visits, going to camp. And I could only play in practice because my body limited me. I couldn't run for a year, but when it's time for me to run again, I re-broke my leg. So I'm 2 years into my college, high school career, thinking I'm supposed to, you know, all my family getting offers from all these schools. And when I would play against them, I was competitive, or I felt like I was more dominant. There was not a person on that field I felt was better than me. But God had to humble me in that season to say, Daniel, your blessing is not in sports, because this is not your identity. Your identity is telling stories and helping people. And a lot of people in high school, if they didn't get that offer or didn't get that thing, that became their identity. Everybody knows the hoop dream. There's only 1% or less that get in. And all these people, that's what they do. And God had to humble me early, which I'm glad, and it redirected my life. And I had to focus on other things.
Okay, so we're talking today.
Right.
Okay.
He said, because if I, looking back at it, if I got what I wanted at that moment, I wouldn't have went to the school I went to. I wouldn't have met my girlfriend who's about to be my fiance and wife. I wouldn't have met the friends of my line brothers who I have today. I wouldn't have been seeking God the way that I am. And I would have been fine, I'm sure, but it had to be this way.
Yeah.
It had to be this hard. And I went through hardships, identity crisis things, because I thought this was my dream. But God said, I have something way better for you, but you got to trust me. And I did. And it's still working itself out today, but I had to go through that pain. But it taught me to be patient. It taught me to cheer on everybody else while I wait for my blessing. I could have been that hater. I could have been that spiteful person. I'm better than all these. I'm better. I'm doing this. Why can't I get it? And my life would have been so different. But that lifestyle didn't look good on me. This fits me much better. It made me a better man. It's going to make me a better husband. It's going to help me teach others. Like, it made me more patient. And the funny thing about it, they can't see this, but I still got the scars and the bruises, and I limp. To this day, the way I walk is because of the injuries that I went through.
Wow.
And God left that so I can remember. I can never forget what I did. But it built me. It made me a better man at that young age. But I'm appreciative. That's one thing that I went through. There's several other things, but, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, I felt like was for me. But it created breakthrough in other areas that I didn't see it.
Man, that was so rich. Like, you said a whole lot just now. But I want to go back to the point we talked about, just that redirection. And because, like, I know it's somebody out there watching today that feel like they could be getting redirected. And when it comes to redirection, what is one of the main things, like, just pieces of advice that you can give people to, like, you know, kind of navigate that? I know for me, the one thing that I always say is be open. I be open. And I say that because sometimes we try to be God and we don't want to let God be God. So like, for me, what that means is you need to be open to God saying no, mm-hmm. or this is not it, or this isn't the person for you. And though that may hurt, he knows all things. So everything I've seen in my life, everything that I thought was for my bad always ended up way better than I could expect. Matter of fact, I was thanking God that he didn't give me what I asked for. And sometimes we need to actually thank God for him not giving us what we want. Because he sees 20, 30 years down the line that, like, the thing that we want at 28 may not suit us at 38, 32, 48, 68. And he knows that now. And that's why, like, even in redirection, I just always want to encourage you, just be open. Be open, because God could be saving you from a disaster. And though right now at 28, and this is the thing, sometimes his redirection, it doesn't make sense in the immediate at all. Like, it takes sometimes 2, 3, 4 years for you to understand why it didn't work. But then when something happens, you're like, oh, you know what? Now I finally get why that thing that I wanted so, so, so bad, mm-hmm. I couldn't get. So I know I just said a whole lot, but, you know, I wanted to know what you could offer to people regarding that.
One thing that I always think about is very simple. When we read the Bible, it's the truth, but it's a story. Mm-hmm. We like watching movies. There's books. They are all stories. When we watch sports, one thing we love is the story. Mm-hmm. Music. We like the music that lasts the longest are stories. What do all stories have in common? Every story has a problem. You have a protagonist or somebody that we champion. We have a character. You have the beginning. You have the rising action. You have the problem, which is the best part of the movie. And then you have, like, you know, then it declines down the hill and you have, you know, like, I guess everything else, but like the conclusion or whatever. But all stories have a problem. If the story doesn't have a problem, it's not a good story. Mm. So swap out story with testimony. Everybody wants, you know, to say, oh, I did this in life, or I started this show, or I did, you know, I got this business that's booming, or my family's this. But nobody wants to talk about, like, the struggles that it takes to get to that point. Talking about the favor episode, last episode, if you really knew what it took for that person to get that favor that God gave to them, or had over their life, if you knew what God had to put them through for them to be built to handle that favor so they can handle the hate you giving them, you might not want that favor for real.
Yeah.
You really might not want it. You really might reconsider, like, now that I see what it's going to take.
That's actually a great good point.
Now that I see it took these long nights and this amount of money and resources and the bankrupt.
Them crying there.
Oh, yeah. Now that I see, I don't really know if I want that. I really don't, because it probably took them 100 no's before they got that one yes. The only difference was they just kept going. They were persistent. Back to our Keys to Success episode. So, like, you know, the one thing, this is a word of encouragement. This is not beating y'all down. This is just like every character has a story. Every believer has a testimony. What is your testimony? Understand that your testimony is going to be built off of the trials that you go through. So when you see these trials, and the Bible says this, when you see these trials, rejoice at these trials. Rejoice that they're coming, because God has favor over your life. Understand that God is putting you in these situations. He's building you for somebody else's blessing. He's building you so you can tell this story to somebody else. If I never went through whatever I went through, if I never been through anything, what story could I tell you?
You can't.
I couldn't get on this platform and account to anything. Half the stuff that you talk about, these are things that you live. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
All of them.
You can't get on these platforms and speak off of no experience. The last thing I'll say is that in history, or when people are speaking at speaking engagements, one thing that validates somebody is their experience. When you get applied to a job, they look at your resume, your job experience. We want to see everything that you did in life, everything that you went through. There's no different when it comes to testimony. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your history with God? Basically, when we get judged, God's going to want to know what your resume mm-hmm. is. So, like, understand for those who are going through something that God is giving you all you need to get through that season of time, and understand by the end of it, like a job, you'll be able to put it on your resume with God, and you'll be able to build history so you can always remember, look what God got me through. But you'll also be able to start using these stories and testimonies for yourself to tell other people the good news and how God has been good to you. So that's my encouragement. I hope it sounds like encouragement, but if you guys want a story, there's going to be a problem in it. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, and today, what I want to talk about, or what I want to share, I want to share this verse that I think is really, really going to be helpful today.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, not only so, but we I don't know. Actually, I'm not going to read that version, because that version was all confused. Like, the way I said it, I was like, hold up. That's going to confuse me right now. Okay. It says, this is Romans 5, verses 3-5. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And then there's also a verse where it talks about the suffering we go through today should not compare to the future glory of Christ. And today, I want to encourage somebody watching today. You could be frustrated, agitated, irritated, and you're like, man, I don't know how I'm going to get through this season right here. It just seems like nothing is working. I'm without a job. I'm heartbroken. You know, the life that I thought, you know, I was going to have, I'm not having. I'm not where I want to be. Just know that even right now, your present suffering, it doesn't compare to anything that's going to come in your life. But you got to stay steadfast. And I'm hoping that by the time this comes out, I can speak to just the other side of it, because I've been in a season of frustration. I've been in a season of being agitated and being really irritated and really at a point where I'm like, God, what's up? Like, you see all that I'm doing, you know, like I'm trying to, you know, serve your kingdom, and I'm trying. And it seems like nothing else is working out in the other areas, you know, that I'm praying on. And I'm praying that by the time this releases, I can come back and say, you know what? It worked out. But even for myself, I'm talking to myself, being frustrated and irritated and agitated. I'm like, God, I still got to stay steadfast, because through it all, I trust you. Mm. And who would I be if when times get tough, I throw in the towel? Mm. Like, I can't quit, and you can't quit. So today, this conversation was really centered around navigating that frustration and being able to weather the storm. Because storms are going to come. They are inevitable. But you got to be able to weather them and really sit through them. Because it's not going to last forever, even though it feels like it.
Right. it does feel like a long time. And there's peace on the outside of that storm, for sure. Like, a lot of times people talk about storms, but they never talk about the rainbows that come after them. Mm-hmm. They never talk about, like, the sunny days that they saw before the storm came.
Yes.
And then I know a bunch of y'all going to Caribbean and all that. Y'all know after it rained and that weather be nice, like there was a storm that came, but you know, there's beauty behind that. That's what peace looks like. Mm-hmm. And God has a way of delivering you, giving you peace. And it's a beauty. I'll never forget, like, I was struggling earlier this year with, like, finding identity within serving in the kingdom, because it was my first time serving. Mm. And I felt like, you know, I didn't want to make it about business because God was involved. And I had to humble myself, and God had to, you know, check me a little bit. And I was like, dang, like, what's going on? But I found peace in the storm. There's the eye of the storm. And you don't have to wait till the end of that storm to find your peace. Like, God can calm your spirit in that. And that's the breakthrough right there. It's finding that peace in the midst of the crazy that comes around. So when the storm finally passes, you can give all of your glory to God. But when you can find the time to give God the glory in that storm that you're in, that's when you find that breakthrough, that peace. Back to call back to the beginning of the episode, I was talking about my early football career where I thought I was about to be something, right? It was a point when I gave football up during my football career. It was my junior year. I was like, you know what? Or senior year, going to my senior year, I was like, finally healthy, but I was like, I prefer to watch my daughter walk down the aisle than to give my life to something that is not going to ever love me back and I can't walk no more. And when I did that, I cried. I remember crying my parents or whatever. But I felt so much peace after that. And then God gave me friends. He gave me new passions, creativity, all sorts of things that fulfilled me more than football ever would. Because football didn't love me back. And it's not my idol or God. But God is my God. And he gave me that peace in that storm. So, like, for those who are fighting, you're going through what you're going through, God is calling for you to keep seeking him and find that peace in the midst of the storm. When you calm your spirit, because there was the story of the boat, and they're in the boat, mm-hmm. and, you know, the storm is going crazy, and God, like, bro, calm down. It's okay. God is with you. When we can find that peace in the storm, our spirit becomes a lot more settled. Our ears become more sensitive to God because we've been seeking that peace. You got to find the peace.
Yeah.
Peace might not find you sometimes. You gotta find. You have to seek for what you want. You know, so if you seek, you'll find. And you know, God has a funny way not even funny. He has a joyful and a pleasant way of just giving you a calm spirit to handle adversity and give you what you need when you need it.
Y'all, this is the Easy Talk Show, and this was an incredible, powerful episode. We'll see you back for episode 14. Love, Easy.